The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Welcome in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We continue our celebration of the Holy Trinity tonight. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word, and we rejoice with the reception of a new member a little bit later in our service as well. Pastor Marundi has the night off, as we sometimes do on Wednesdays during the summer, and it really is summer if you, according to the school calendar, even if it isn't according to your family calendar yet as well. Tonight is also, let's see, where are they at? Tonight is also my last time for a while preaching to Mark and Bethany Kranz. They are loading up the truck and not moving to Beverly like the Beverly Hillbillies, but moving to Fort Wayne to the seminary. And that's happening on Sunday afternoon this week. If you could work your schedule out to help on Sunday afternoon, details and information is in our news and notes. That would be a great blessing. Barb and I will be in West Point this weekend for our 40th high school class reunion. So that'll either make you feel really young or really old, and I'm not going to say what it makes me feel. So a couple of words on our worship service for tonight. Our opening hymn, number 905, Come Thou Almighty King. The last verse of that hymn is a Trinitarian verse, so please stand on the last verse. Following the opening hymn, we'll follow the order of prayer and preaching. That's page 260 and following. Page 260 and following. We'll use the insert from this past Sunday. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. And our focus for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 6. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks. We thank You that You have revealed Yourself to us in Your holy and precious Word. One God in three persons in one God, constantly at work in us and for us. Heavenly Father, teach us tonight that in any and every circumstance, we can trust in You. You, the author and perfecter of our faith. You, the one who in great love sent Your Son to bleed and die in our place and bring forgiveness, life, and salvation to us. Heavenly Father, help us to cast aside all idols. And for those idols that we do not want to cast aside, we are bold to ask You to break them for us. Teach us that You are God and that we can trust in You. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 905.
Prayer and Preaching, page 260. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
For the festival of the Holy Trinity is written in Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 He covered His face, and with 2 He covered His feet, and with 2 He flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the words of our introit as printed on your service insert. We chant them together. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and how inscrutable His ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with the words of our gradual. We speak them together. Blessed are you, O Lord, who beholds the deep, and who dwells between the cherubim. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven, and greatly to be praised forever. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to Him, Rabbi, we know that You are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that You do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to Him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to Him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our responsories, page 263. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We stand. The Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 6, especially verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in case you haven't noticed, in a few months, we'll be electing a new president. Our current president will be term limited out. The process has been going for quite some time, and unless you've been living in a cave or have no communication with the outside world at all, you know what a down and dirty process it has already been. And it will only continue to get worse. Why? Because the throne is empty. We need a new president. The throne is empty. Who in the world is going to sit on that throne? You have never Trump. You have never Hillary. You have Bernie who won't quit. You have all kinds of cries for third-party candidates. People are frantic. Why? Because the throne is empty, or soon will be. And who will sit on the throne? In a few weeks, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will gather in convention in Milwaukee. While the situation is a little bit different, and the stakes are certainly more spiritual than earthly, temporal, the same situation is there. We have an incumbent, and we have two challengers. If you think there's no such thing as politics in the church, you're probably a newly baptized Christian and haven't lived long enough to see how politics rears its ugly head. Sometimes shamefully so. My friends, what's going on in Washington? What's going on in Milwaukee? Is what's going on in Isaiah 6. The throne is empty. Who will sit on the throne? In the year that King Uzziah died, well, guess what? When the king is dead, there's nobody on the throne. In the year that King Uzziah died, the people were frantic. Who will be the next king? Who will sit on the throne? What kind of a king will he be? Will he be a fair and generous and benevolent king? Will he be a king that oppresses us with taxes and all kinds of wickedness, taking our children off to war? People were worried. People were frantic. What do you do? Well, Isaiah goes to church, so to speak, which is never a bad idea in those kind of times. And the Lord gives him a glimpse, a heavenly glimpse. The throne may be empty, humanly speaking, but Isaiah sees the throne is never empty. Seated on the throne, high and mighty, the Lord God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true God, the God who created and sustains everything in this world, the God who sent His Son to bleed and die and rise again to bring forgiveness, life, and salvation to people like you and me, the Holy Spirit who is at work calling, gathering, and enlightening the whole Christian church on earth. This Lord sits on the throne. How easy it is to forget, isn't it? How easy it is to forget when we're consumed with politics here in America that the Lord is in control. How easy it is to forget when we're consumed with turmoil or politics in the church, that God is in control. My friends, today our scripture reading from Isaiah 6 begs the question, who is sitting on your throne? I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about church politics. I'm talking about who's your God? Or what is your God? We just confessed the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me, thus saith the Lord. Literally, in the Hebrew, it says, you shall have no other gods in my face. How do you like it when somebody gets in your face? Nobody likes that. How do you like it when somebody takes something and puts it in your face? This is how God feels when we are consumed with our false idols. We should fear, trust, and love God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, above all things. This is what Luther teaches us that first commandment means. In catechism class, I say we should fear, love, and trust in God above all nouns. What's a noun? A person, a place, a thing, an idea. These are our gods. These are the things that we worship. These are the things that we put up on our throne. Oh, probably not literally, but you know exactly what I mean. You have your false idols, and I have mine. Maybe it is politics or church politics that is all-consuming. Maybe it's your job, the most important thing in the whole world. Maybe it's your money, your retirement, your portfolio, the most important thing in the whole world. Maybe it's what people think of you, your status, your image, your reputation, the most important thing in the whole world. Maybe it's your family and how people look at you and what people think about you and putting on that perfect little picture of what a family should be, the most important thing in the whole world. Maybe it's a toy, like a car or a boat or a house. Maybe it's an activity, a sport, a hobby, a recreation. The possibilities are limitless. You know why? Because the depth of the sin in our heart is limitless. My friends, when one of our idols breaks, it hurts. It kills us. And when that happens, the proper response is, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. What is repentance? Repentance is dying. Dying to ourself. Dying to our passions. Dying to our lusts, dying to our false idols, and rising and living with Jesus. My friends, as much as it hurts, God loves you most when He is breaking your idols. Because at that time, He is teaching you who He is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a loving, gracious, gift-giving God. He is teaching us that we can trust in Him no matter what the situation, no matter what our eyes and our ears and our heart tells us, we can trust in Him. Bottom line is, we don't really like to trust in God, do we? We would rather trust in ourselves. You see, that's the Trinity that we put on the throne most often. Me, myself, and I. Out of the way, Jesus. Out of the way, Triune God. It's time for me to crawl up on my perch and exalt myself. And my ideas, my thoughts, my plans, my vision. My friends, Isaiah, as he recounts for us this wonderful vision of God sitting on the throne, teaches us as well how we should respond to the fact that God is on the throne and not us. The angels are flying around. They're singing that heavenly song, "Holy, holy, holy," a song that should terrify us. God is holy. Holy, 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 thrice holy. And we are not. When Isaiah sees God sitting on the throne, he sees the angels flying around and the smoke filling the temple. Isaiah realizes who he is. A poor, miserable sinner. A poor, miserable sinner who has no business standing in the presence of a holy God. A poor, miserable sinner who cannot save himself. A poor, miserable sinner who has no hope except clinging to the grace of God. You hear what Isaiah cried out? "Woe is me, for I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Isaiah's cry needs to be our cry. "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm consumed with my false idols. I will put anything on the throne except You. And it's not just me. I'm surrounded by people who teach me to do the same things. I can't escape it." I have no hope. My friends, when we realize who we are, poor, miserable sinners, idol worshipers, it drives us to our knees. And then we're ready to see what the Lord does with poor, miserable sinners, like Isaiah, like me, like you. The Lord directs one of His messengers, an angel, to fly over to the altar. And in the angel's hand, a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. "He touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for, paid for.'" My friends, you can look around. You will not see any angels. But the Old Testament word for angel is messenger. And when you step into this place, you will see a messenger who's no angel, but who has been given a directive from God. And that directive is to take the love and mercy and comfort and forgiveness that comes from our thrice holy God and deliver it to poor, miserable sinners, idol worshipers who are in need of the forgiveness of sin. My friends, Christ Jesus has bled and died for you. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has washed you clean in the waters of holy baptism. He has spoken this life-giving, life-changing message into your ears. And He has taken the holy, precious body and blood of Jesus in and under bread and wine, and placed it on your lips. See? Your sins are forgiven. Your guilt has been atoned for. It's gone as far as the east is from the west. My friends, this is God's gift to you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation in and only in Jesus. My friends, sinners sin. And we continue to build monuments to ourselves. We continue to worship the things that God has given us instead of the God who has given them to us. We put our trust in ourselves and our stuff rather than the one true God. We continue to put anybody and anything on the throne except God. And what does God do? He says, "Oh, my dear children, when will you learn? Once again, I will break your idols. Once again, I will call you to repentance. Once again, I will send my messenger to give you the message that is life, the message that you desperately need to hear." See? Your sins are forgiven. Your guilt is atoned for. Remember, the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is on the throne in any and every situation. Hear it. Believe it. Cling to it. And trust it. Go and sin no more. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our thrones, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may remain seated as we sing our hymn, hymn 802. Immortal, invisible, God only wise.
Thank you.
triune God who sits on the throne and gives us everything we need to support this body and life. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. This time also we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who is for us would calm our fears, drive away our worries, and give us a simple confidence in His love. Into our congregation. Connor, you want to come up here? You can come too, Mariah. Yes. On June 11, right here is fine. On June 11, two will become one in holy matrimony. So we just as well start a little bit earlier. Many of you know Connor Niemeyer, been worshiping with us for quite some time. And we look forward to a wedding day on June 11, and tonight we receive Connor by affirmation of faith. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to His apostles, "Whoever confesses Me before men, I will also confess before My Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies Me before men, I will also deny before My Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord." Connor, do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave to you in your baptism? If so, answer, "Yes, I do." Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, answer, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, His only Son, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, "Yes, I believe." Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired Word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from them and confessed in the Small Catechism, to be faithful and true? If so, answer, "I do." Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." You intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed, remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." You intend to continue steadfast in the confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than to fall away from it? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." Connor, do you desire to become a member of this congregation? If so, answer, "I do." Connor, will you support the work our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts that God has given you? If so, answer, "I will, with the help of God." Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to His church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your great goodness in bringing this, Your Son, to the knowledge of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus, and enabling, both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess, His saving name. Grant that by Your Word and Spirit, he may continue steadfast in the one true faith and in the fellowship of this congregation, as together we await the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Connor, Mariah, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ go with you. Amen. Amen. Welcome. We stand for prayer. In addition to the prayers that are listed in our news and notes and in our bulletin for tonight, we also pray for Harper Jaspers, one of our preschool students, who is hospitalized. Prayers of the Church, page 265. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of all pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the Gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying and for all those who care for them, especially Harper, Gerald, and any others that we remember in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are preparing to be married at this altar, especially for Seth and Mackenzie, who will be joined together on June 4th, that their home would always be a place where Christ is first and foremost. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are preparing to become pastors, for all those who are receiving their first calls and preparing now for their first congregation, for all those who are completing their vicarage assignments and those new vicars who will soon be coming to their new vicarage home, and especially for Mark and Bethany Kranz as they prepare to travel to Fort Wayne, and as Mark studies for the office of the Holy Ministry. Keep them safe. Keep them faithful. Keep them ever in our mind as we pray for, encourage, and support them as he pursues this high calling. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty and everlasting God, You have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For You, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, You have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of Your Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray together. I thank You,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, Your dear Son, that You have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that You would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into Your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let Your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We say.
Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, number 506. Glory be to God the Father.
Thank you.
welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, Mark and Bethany. I won't be here on Sunday, but my thoughts and prayers are with you. Sadly, I won't be able to help you load the truck either on Sunday afternoon. But we will continue to pray for you and encourage you and support you as best we can. And we just found out today that our upcoming Vacation Bible School mission project will be the Kranzes. And so that'll be our first opportunity for some tangible support. VBS is coming. All the details and stuff are there. We need helpers. We need stuff for crafts. There's listing there. We just found out that the person who's been playing the piano for us for the last many, many years is going to be out of town the week of VBS. And so if any of you can play the piano and are available those mornings, we could sure use some help. Otherwise, we're going to have to do Pastor Poppy a cappella for VBS. But if you have that those gifts and have that time, just let us know. We could sure use that particular gift in the days ahead. Tomorrow we have Lifelight at 1 o'clock. Throughout the day we have our NLCS gathering, and Pastor Hale from Omaha, who is Pastor Burnt's associate, has recently written a book on biblical interpretation, and we'll have several presentations throughout the summer. The first of those presentations will be tomorrow, and there's details in the news and notes on that as well. Am I forgetting anything? Next Wednesday, big Wednesday, so if you can be here at all, it would be great. Next Wednesday, former vicar, now pastor-elect, Christian Preuss and his family will be here. Pastor-elect Preuss will be preaching next Wednesday night. And next Wednesday night, we're not going to have Bible study. We're going to have a little Preuss Fest in the fellowship hall. So we'll have some coffee and juice, and you can get a chance to get caught up with the Preusses. And that'll be next Wednesday. Sadly, they couldn't be here for a Sunday. It's the best we could do, so help us pass the word. And I hope we have a good turnout for meeting and greeting the Preusses next Wednesday night. Bible study is on for tonight. 1 John, that's in the fellowship hall. Choir's on a little bit of a break for the summer. I think that's it. Check out the news and notes in case I forgot something. Have a great day and week and life and marriage. In the name of Jesus. Amen.